They were calling Omax Health. My name is Brittany. May I please have the first and last name?
Dulce Werner.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
There you are. Okay.
Can you not hear me?
Yeah, I do.
All right, what was your first and last name again?
First name is Diaz and Dave, ULCE.
Hold on one second. I'm trying to get logged in. I do apologize. I keep getting kicked out. Have you ordered with us in the past before?
I have.
Okay. And can you verify your address, please?
3301 North Colmar Avenue, Chicago.
Okay. Could you spell that last name, that first name again, please?
You may have a different address in there because I switched the delivery, but the billing address should be the same. The first name is Diaz and Dave, ULCE. Last name, WERNER.
So when I put in your phone number, ma'am, a Megan Werner popped up.
Yeah, that's my daughter, and the product was being sent to her at college.
Okay, thank you. Can you verify her address, please?
As I said, the delivery address is, I believe, 50 Washington Street, Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
No, that's not the address I have here on file.
For the delivery address?
Is yes.
That what you're asking me? Because there are two addresses. The account of what I was trying
I have
to see
a three,
if I have an account.
It starts out with 300.
It's 3301 North Colmar Avenue. That's the billing address in Chicago.
No, ma'am. I have a PA address.
Okay. I don't know what you have. It isn't Washington Street? In Gettysburg, Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. So, locate an account for Omax 3 Ultra Pure 2 Box subscription. How can I assist you today?
Well, again, I need to switch that address back to my billing address, which is 3301 North Colmar Avenue in Chicago. And your website, a couple of things. First of all, it doesn't have your phone number listed, which is very frustrating. I had to go dig it somewhere. And second, it doesn't have any of my information in here. I try to open up an account and there's just nothing.
Yes, ma'am. Just be one moment, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for holding. All right, ma'am, thank you for holding for me. So I did speak with my manager. She did advise me that if we change your address, then we would have to basically cancel your whole entire account. And because we're in a new system now, so we'll have to cancel your whole account and put you in our new system. And with us doing that, it will charge your card today and send you a new shipment.
Okay. No, you're not going to do that. So just cancel my whole account if there's going to be, because I already switched it once. It was coming to my billing address, and I needed my daughter to have the product, so I switched it, and there was no charge. I don't see what there has to be a complication. So do me a favor, cancel completely everything, and I do not want the product at the moment. If I feel that I need it again, I will create an account, and I will order it again.
All right, yes, ma'am. So now whenever you get ready to order again, I can leave your account as is right now, but whenever you get ready to order again, you can call back in, and then we can take care of that for you then whenever you call back.
Yeah, but that is my thing. Why do I have – and I know this is not you. Please forgive me. I don't mean to be rude to you.
I do apologize. It's just the system – our system has changed.
Yeah, but even if it has changed, I should be able to do the ordering online, right? And I should be able to skip a shipment if I need to or not. But the way you're telling me is right now you need to charge my card in order for you to do anything. And that is not right. I don't need my card being charged. I don't need the product right now. We just received it not long ago. So you guys are making it more difficult for me, and your website is not adapted to allow me to do this on my own. So I do like the product, but I do not want the complication of having to spend my time having to call you every time I need something. Do you follow me? Do I make
Yes,
sense?
Ma'am.
So is there a way that I can do this on my own? Is there something that I need? Or if obviously I am a customer, why is it that I cannot manage my subscription on your website?
Yeah, so you can manage your subscription online. You'll go to omaxhealth.com and put in your email and then the password that you created.
Well, it's not letting me. I am in the website right now. That's why I'm calling you. And I had to go dig for the phone number somewhere else because your phone number is not even listed in your website. Under the contact us, the only way to contact you in your website is only via message. So just right there, you guys are working against your customers.
No, ma'am, we are not. I have sent you I've sent you an email with your forgot your password, and you'll just follow that link, okay?
But I didn't forget my password. I am in the account. Do me a favor, just cancel my subscription, please, completely.
Now, we'd like to show you this good for the brain, the heart, and arthritis pain. Now what I can do is extend it out for another 2 months for you.
I'm sorry, what did you just say before extending it?
Yes, I can extend it out for an extra 2 months for you.
Yeah, no, before that.
It's good for the brain, the heart, and arthritis pain.
Oh, I already know that. I'm asking you, no, I do not want you to push it out. I want you to cancel it, please.
All right, but one moment, I'll get your account canceled. Please hold.
Thank you.
All right, Melanie, I have your cancellation number whenever you're ready.
And I would like for you to send me an email with that confirmation of cancellation, please. And I am ready.
All right. It's 799-768.
Okay. Please send me an email with it as well.
Yes, yeah, so you'll receive an email within the next 30 minutes to an hour.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Emma. You're welcome, and thank you for calling OMAX Health. Bye-bye.